A growth stock is a token of the company's future earnings. The stock of a company that is growing faster in size and value than other companies in its indigenous industry. These companies do not pay dividends to shareholders or give out very low dividends and use the retained profits to reinvest in themselves. This doesn't mean growth stocks don't aid the investors. Capital appreciation is a key factor why investors plow money in growth stocks. Growth stocks can turn into multi-baggers. The future is in hands of the management, trusting them lies with the analyst. The reinvestment of retained profits lies in the hands of the business. As stated earlier, companies don't seek investors to become rich, but it also should not only aid the promoters, rather an investment in the company would let the business grow, expand, develop, and contributes to the economy in a broad sense, which will make an investor to retain. As the overall limit of managerial remuneration according to Section 198 of the Companies Act, 2013. The management should aim to grow the business and not to grow oneself. These companies are in the process to become large cap companies. The motive of a rational investor regarding growing companies is capital appreciation and generation of wealth in the long term. Even if the company is not able to declare dividends now, it will become an income stock in the future. Characteristics and indications of a growth stock. Usually issued at a premium which lets them beat inflation. It's important to grow at the pace of the economy. These companies beat inflation by being far ahead of their competitors. They outperform their average return and growth in the industry. A growth stock will have a high PE ratio based on the future of the company. These companies will not face a major crisis at the time of the pandemic. They can sustain when others are hit as they earn and grow faster than others. Capital appreciation. One reason why investors buy growth stocks even though when they are overpriced is the capital appreciation. When inflation is high, the market becomes weak and investors are worried about capital loss. The safer place can be a dividend stock and a growth stock. Investors will not have any advantage in the short run, but definitely in the long run. In the long run, the company will start distributing dividends and the money vested by an investor grows higher than the inflation level whose returns are above any less risky investment. At the time of retirement, when the investor wants to sell his shares, he realizes the wealth generated. Capital appreciation with increase in price and value over time. Competitive advantage. Every young company in an industry has a growing company, but the booming industry makes a difference. These companies are young and more energized. They bring in a lot of innovation and high-end technology, which makes the competitor get out of the game. These companies hold a strong niche in the market. They bring new trend and their products never get outdated. These companies ensure to get patents through which they grow unique in the whole industry. They don't give a chance to let others in the competition. They will establish themselves, grow, new research, and innovation and improvement are permanent. Britannia Industries Limited is having competitive advantage over its peers. No dividends in the short run. An investor can evaluate the efficiency of the management by looking at the return on retained profits and return of capital. Investors exit when the company does not produce a stable or shows less efficiency with the profits retained. Growth indication chart of Britannia Industries Limited. The risk behind growth stock. More potential, more risk. Investors take a risk on investing in growth stocks because they see the potential of the company to be high. The high-priced stock aids the growth, but if the management is greedy or inefficient, it fails to show growth. Investors make quick action, which leads to a fall in price due to volatility. Investors are left with no income and growth in wealth. Greater than market players.